Let me go ahead and use the line. As I said, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. This is our prayer service. Prayer service. We are coming together corporately to give God what's due him. Listen, as we're praying, I'm praying that you're praying. Push in. Praise him. Call out his name. I know some of us are at work and some are doing certain things, but listen, take you, steal you a moment so that you can get what you came here for, all right? And at this time, we're going to go ahead and put it in Sister Elaine's hands. If you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hands.
Amen. Good morning and happy birthday still. I was, of course, I'm sitting at my location in my kitchen, my wonderful kitchen where I sit at. Each and every Monday morning. I thank God this morning for waking me up this morning that I'm able to do this, and I hope he continues to wake me up. I had a rough week last week, and a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, he passed away, and then an hour or so later, his sister passed away also with him. And what I'm thankful for the both of them, that they both were saved. They knew God. They loved God. They loved hearing God's word. So I'm happy about that for the both of them. Even though it saddens you, saddens you to know that, you know, you in this world and we think we're supposed to live here forever, but we're not. That's not going to happen with us. So I just thank God for the both of them, and they'll be laid to rest this weekend, and he'll be laid to rest on his birthday, and his sister and himself, they're going to be, their funeral is going to be together. So that's going to be something else. I don't think I'm going to make it, though, to that. But anyway, that's that. So I thank God still for each and every day. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. My topic this morning is on two sides to a story. The Bible directly addresses the concept of two sides to a story in Proverbs 18:17, which states, the first side to a story is his case can be right, and then unto another comes a cross-examines him. The verse emphasizes that the importance of considering all perceptions before forming in judgment, highlighting that the initial presentation of a situation may be incomplete or biased, and wisdom lies in seeking further information to understand the full content. One is listening, two is investigating, three, praying, and four, refraining from quick conclusions. God can transform difficult situations, but one must be open to new perspectives. Persevere through challenges and trust in God's timing. John 2:1, it says, Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding, the value of exposure. Mark 4, Jesus in the boat, let's go to the other side. Then came a storm, to stop them from going to the other side. Don't be stuck to one side. He is still in the business of showing us the other side. Don't take no for an answer. You can change your story. The importance of timing. Timing determines the stories you will tell. It's two sides of a story. In Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When I failed, Jesus lifted me up. When I was lost, Jesus guided me. When I was lonely, Jesus was with me. When I was hurt, Jesus helped me. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, for it is two sides to a story. Every time, no matter what. One side is that we live, and the other side that we might have to die from this world. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your son, Jesus, all the time, because I don't know where we all would be if it wasn't for him. I thank you, Lord God, for giving up everything for us that we may live and that we continue to live right now. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every soul that is on this line today, and even the ones who can't get on this line, that we know that you are God of everything, and we trust and believe in you. There is two sides of a story, and everything and any event, anything, there is another side to what is going on in our lives today. I even thank you for the people that's on this line near and far. I thank you for them also. I thank you, Lord God, that we have a loving man of God that can teach us and show us what we need to know about you, even when we don't even know. He brings the word out to us each and every day and each and every evening. And we thank you for that. We thank you for him. We thank you for his family today, Lord God. We thank you for even on his side of the story or whatever he's going through, that God is going to bring him out of it. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God of everything that we want and everything that we need, and we look up to you. We look up to you and we bow down to you because you are the great King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that get on here and pray each and every morning from Monday through Friday. And I thank you, Lord God, that you didn't make us all the same. That's the other side of the story, that we're all different. We all pray different. We all think differently. But we know that we love you, and that is something, that's the other side of the story, that we all love you, even though you have made us different. I thank you, Lord, this morning. I thank you, Lord, each and every day that I wake up. I thank you, Lord God, that I'm able to hear the different prayers each and every morning from everyone, near and far. Father, you are our Father. You are our shepherd, and we shall not be in want of nothing. That's the other side of our story. That's the other side to the story. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this topic. I thank you for the topics that's been given to each and every one of us. And I thank you for the topics that you give to me, because it makes me sit up and it makes me study your word even more. I thank you, Lord God, for the kids that's going to school this morning. I thank you that they're safe, and they're sound, and that they're listening to what their teacher is teaching them on today. I thank you, Lord God, that their parents is teaching them about you, that they should teach the kids about you. I thank you, Lord God, because there is two sides of a story. There's a side of the story that is good, and then we have sides of stories that are bad. But we thank you either way that it goes, that you are the great side of our story. You are that side that we want to know about, that we want to continue to love. Oh, you are the great King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters. And we love you. We love you because you gave us your side of the story, which is your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for him this morning. We thank you that he is no longer on that cross, that he lives in our hearts each and every day. We thank you. We thank you because there is none like you, nowhere in heaven or on earth, none like you. We thank you for all the things that you have done in this great book, that we can live in this book, by this book, each and every day. We thank you because you are wonderful to us. That side of the story that we want, that you are great to us. We love you. We magnify you. We give you praise this morning. And we honor your word this morning. That's the other side of our story. That's the two sides of the story that we want to be in, that we love you. And we cherish you this morning. And we thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to give it back to Minister LaShonda.
Amen. Amen. But before you hand it back to me, can you give us some more about love you, Jesus, if you don't mind?
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you.
Yes, God.
Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything.
Yeah.
We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything.
Yes, God. Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
That's the reason why we're here. We love you. Yes, yes, yes. Sister Elaine said there's two sides to a story. Own story written out. God had another side to the story. Woo! My God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Elaine, again, for always starting us off on Monday morning, putting that first coal right there on the altar. We are so grateful for you. Woo! I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I don't know how y'all getting through. I don't know what's going on in your life, but when you reflect, when you just take a moment, and you say, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Even when it's not looking like what I thought it should look like. When I prayed, but the answer wasn't the answer that I prayed for. Lord, I love you, Jesus. I commit my life to you, Lord. So whatever it is that's in your will, I say yes to your will and to your way. Let me get myself back together. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I know some have to get up out of here. I'm praying that something that was said bless your spirit this morning. And I want to speak over you the supporters declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. I just wanted to speak that over you. I want you to go, and if you are so inclined to give, you say, this is blessing me, this keeps me rooted, this keeps me grounded, I want you to consider sowing a gift this morning. However big or small, the seed is in the ground. You can't look for a ship that you didn't send out. Put the seed in the ground. I believe that a harvest will come. You can do that by going to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Clark. You always can sow on our website, and that's EKC Ministry. You can sow there, all right? Sister Cynthia, I don't know if you got my text, but are you ready?
Well, praise the Lord. No, I didn't get a text.
Okay, I sent it though, but y'all had to flip. All right, appreciate you.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. My topic this morning is walking in the light. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you for another day. We thank you, God, because, God, help us to be able to walk in your light, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you is God, you rule and you reign in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, because in your word you show us how to walk in the light, how to walk, God, giving you praise and glory concerning our life, God, because you're a good God and an awesome God. We thank you, Lord, because we know that darkness do not please you, and so we don't walk in darkness, God. And you said in your word, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so, God, we thank you for being in agreement with you and with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because we know, God, that we can do nothing in the dark. For you said that everything we do, it must be in the day where we can see. Because in the dark, you can't see. In the dark, you don't know what's going on. In the dark, you can't comprehend. You have to turn your light on even to get up to come out of the dark. Because you can run into all kind of things in the dark, God, but we thank you that we have life and we have it more abundantly. We thank you, God, that we can let our light shine before man, that they'll see you on the inside of us, God, that they'll see the light that glows over our face, Lord. They'll be able to say, is there something different about you? They'll say, what you have that I don't have, God, and we can give them Jesus. Because, Lord, we're living in these last and we're living in these evil days. We have to represent you like never before. And we can't have one foot in and one foot out. We can't serve you, God, being lukewarm. So we either in or we out, God. And so, God, we thank you, God, that we know that our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And, Lord, you said just like how you put our name in the Lamb Book of Life, you can blot our name out. So, God, we want to be a representation of you. We don't want to hear you say in the last days, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew who you were. And yet we'll say, Lord, but didn't we lay hands on the sick? Lord, didn't we go here? Didn't we do this? But you didn't do it in my name. You didn't walk in the light that I called you to walk in. You walked in your own light. You did the works of man more than the works of God. What is the works that I must do? That you believe on Jesus and whom I sent. So, God, we have to continue to believe. We have to continue to walk by faith. We have to continue to call those things that's not as though they already were. We have to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We have to continue to live a holy life, because you said holiness or hell, there is no in between. We can't buy our way into heaven. We have to accept you and make you Lord and Savior over our life. And then we have to learn of you. So when you say, I need somebody to go, we'll be able to say, Lord, send me. But we can't be sent if we don't know anything. What are we going to tell them? What are we going to tell them, Lord? So how are we going to live, God? Before the people, God. Not in pretense, God, because you're all-knowing, God. You know the heart of man. Because you know the inside of us, God. And you know if we're in right standing or if we're not in right standing. You know because you're all-knowing God. And so, Lord, you said that you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You said that greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that's in the world. You said, God, that you give us power. But we have to realize the power that we have on the inside, that you sent back the Holy Ghost that will lead us into all truth. And so, God, on today, we say thank you. On today, God, we praise you for another opportunity just to be able to get up and be amongst the people on the line. To seek you early in the morning, God. To know, God, that when we're talking to somebody else, we know what we're saying. Because you said, God, if they come with any other word than this word, we can't receive it. And so they can't come and persuade us to go another way. You are the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only by you, Lord. People keep saying there's got to be more than one way. There's only one way. So, God, we're thankful and grateful today that we know that way. We have to follow them as they follow Christ. But, God, when they stop following Christ, we got to know that we have a hold on you like never before. We got to know the truth of our life. We got to know if we're saved or if we're not saved. We can't straddle the fence. We can't serve you and serve the devil because we're going to love one and hate the other. So, God, we can't bless you this morning and cursing this afternoon. Because you said that blessing and cursing shouldn't proceed out of the same mouth. So, God, we have to always study to show ourselves approved. Rightly dividing your word, God. You said casting not imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And when my obedience, God, my obedience, is fulfilled. Always obeying you. Do we fall off? Yes. Is we perfect? No. Do we commit sin? Yes. Do you give us an opportunity to repent? 1 John 1:9. If I confess my sins, you're just and faithful to forgive me of my sins. But I can't walk around pretending like I have none. Because, God, we're not exempt, but we have the knowledge that you cleanse us and you set us free to walk in victory, God, calling those things that's not as though they already were, knowing that faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But if you never hear the word, where's the faith? We can't be double-minded. We have to know, God, that you said that you present before us this day life and death. You say we get to choose. because it's our ability to choose. You put it in man to be able to choose, God. And you said you wish above all things that we would choose life, that we should live and our children should live. So, God, we're thankful and we're grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing. And so we give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor as we walk in the light, the beautiful light. We have to walk in it, God, by faith. We have to move by faith, God, knowing that the greater one lives on the inside of us. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We get to worship and we get to praise you. Because you said, he that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Because you said, God, with two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever two should ask you that you would grant it unto us. You said, God, give you back your word. Would you not honor your word, God? So we're thankful today, God, that you're honoring your word. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to honor your word. And every need is on this line on today, God, that you will meet the need. Because you said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, God, I pray that whatever the need is today, that you meet the need, God. I pray, God, whatever we're going through on this line, God, did you send an answer? As we put it before you, God, did you send an answer? Because you said all things work together for our good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, God. And sometimes we don't see it working to our good, but you say it's working to our good. And when it's all said and done, we're able to say, it worked to my good. You said, God, revenge is mine. Thus said the Lord, I shall repay. We don't have to repay, God, because you are all seeing, all knowing, God. You know what's going on, God. You know, God. And we stand thankful, God, for those that was able to keep their job that's in the government. God, we thank you and we praise you how you covered them, God. And happen to be able to stay in their position. How you was able to counsel the hand of the enemy. And we're grateful and we're thankful. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you. Now I speak to every mountain that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I pull down every stronghold. I claim the victory under the blood. I call it done by faith. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for truly you worthy to be praised. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Ma. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for letting us know we need to walk in the light. Thank you. Thank you for jumping in there. And short notice, I appreciate you. I thank God for everybody that has joined this morning. I'm praying that you are getting something out of the service. This is a prayer service. We're not just here praying. We're here singing, I love you, Jesus. You can get anything here. It's just you can get whatever it is that you need. I believe that you can get it right here on the line. We come to worship him. We come to bow down. We come to give him honor. We come to give him glory. We start our mornings off with a praise. We start our mornings off with a prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, people of God, for the ones that do have to go, like I said, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We want to encourage you. We want to give you an opportunity to put your seed in the ground. We want to give you the opportunity to do that. And the other opportunity, before I go to that, is to become a prayer lead. Listen, you're calling in, you're getting a good prayer, you're praying with us on your line, on mute. Come on and let somebody hear your prayer. Like Sister Elaine said, the two sides, Listen, we're not all the same. We don't all pray the same. We don't have the same prayer cadence. But I believe that if you're willing to allow God to use you, if you're willing to allow God to use you, you can be a prayer lead. You say, well, I got 15 minutes. I can do 15 minutes. Let God use you. You might say, I don't have 15 minutes. I might can give them 6. I might can give them 7. Good. We'll take it. Get started. I believe that God will use you so quickly, you'll be up to that 15 minutes in no time. And you can call the church at 216-475-6327. Just leave a message. Pastor Lenora, get with you, and we'll be able to get you put right in. I'm not saying that. But our Cash App is $ Bishop Eric Clark. And then, as I always say, you can always go to our website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gifts there. Hey, at this time, we're going to go ahead and go to Sister LaTanya. If you're ready, it's in your hands.
Good morning. So sorry. Thank you, Mom, for covering my spot. I appreciate you. Today, our message was, it's Lord, let me find the words. The song that's on my heart this morning is, to worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. Jesus. We are reminded in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But it says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the winds. God, it is our heart's desire to live for you. It is our heart's desire to be more like you each and every day. But you said that any one of us who lacks wisdom, let us come before you. I think that we are reminded in the book of Isaiah that you said, even before we ask, you hear us. Before you even say a word, you are already answering on our behalf. I thank you because you are a God who answers prayers. You are a God who meets us at the point of need. Father God, thank you that you are in control of our lives each and every day. You have set before us a straight path, Father God, and I pray that we would be willing to follow that path. Help us, Father God, to surrender all that we are to you. I pray, Father God, that you would lead us and that you would guide us, Father God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that we would be open to the leading of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that our hands would be out to receive, Father God, the fullness of your grace. I pray, Father God, that our hands will be able to receive the fullness of your mercy. Our hands will be able to receive the fullness of your unconditional love, and that we will freely give that unto others. I pray that we will walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. I pray that we will put our hope and our trust in you. I pray, Father God, that as we seek you, we will find you. And help us to seek you while you yet may be found, Father God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. And we put our hope and our trust in you alone. And Father God, today we cast our cares upon you, for you say that you care for us, Father God. And we lay down, Father God, our burdens. And we pick up our cross. Father God, we say all to you I surrender. Help us, Father God, to live a life of complete surrender unto you. Help us each day, Father God, to get up and put on the full armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, reminding that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of this world. But we are reminded, you say, behold, I am doing a new thing. Lord Jesus, as we seek you, I pray that our eyes will be open to the new things that you are doing. For you, Father God, are the river of life. For you, Father God, are our true anointing. And I pray, Father God, that your anointing will fall on us today. I pray, Father God, that our mouths would speak the words that we would hear you speak. And we would do the things that you have called us to do, Father God, and we would do it with a cheerful heart. I pray, Father God, that you would do what only you can do. Father God, we bind the works of the enemy. Everything that he would try to do to hinder, Father God, your work going forward. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we remember that we're reminded in those deaths that our friend Elaine just experienced this week, that this is not our home, that we are truly just passing through, that while we are here, Father God, there is a work to be done. I pray, Father God, that we will put our hands to the plow, that we will run the race that you have called us to run. I pray, Father God, that you would have mercy upon us. I pray, Father God, that we would walk, Father God, upright in you. Help us to be holy as you are holy, Father God. Help us to cast off those things that so easily bind. Father God, we're reminded that there are things that Paul wanted to do, he said, but his spirit wouldn't let him do. And the things he didn't want to do, he was so willing to fall into that. I pray, Father God, that our eyes will be open, that we won't fall into the traps that so easily ensnares us, Father God. That we will be diligent, that we will call out to you, Father God, that we will seek you first. That you said those who seek you first. Lord Jesus, we need to seek you. We need to hear from you, Father God. Help us to be diligent and read in our word. Help us, Father God, that we will hide the word in our hearts so we might not sin against thee. I pray, Father God, that you would look upon us. And you would give us love. And that you would give us the words to say, Father God. Help us remember that we are not alone, that you are with us in everything that we do. Help us to realize that we are not alone, that you won't leave us stranded, that you hear us, Father God, that you know our voice because we are your sheep, and you are our shepherd, Father God. We thank you that in the middle of the storm, you bring peace. It says that Jesus stood up in the and spoke to the winds and the waves, and they were still. And so, Lord, we are speaking to the winds and the waves in our lives, Father God, and we pray that they are still before you. We pray, Father God, now for our youth that are back in school. We pray, Father God, that you would surround them with your guardian angels. We pray, Father God, that you would keep them at peace. We pray, Father God, for a good school year. We pray, Lord Jesus, that our kids would want to learn, that they would want to be there. We pray for the teachers. We pray, Father God, that you would give them strength. Lord Jesus, I pray that that you would just be their guide. I pray, Father God, that they would be surrounded. Our kids would be surrounded with other kids that would lift them up and not tear them down. And I pray, Father God, that our kids would be lift our other kids' heads. They would seek out friends that they want to encourage, Father God, and that they would want to walk alongside of, Father God, and encourage and strengthen, Father God, and validate. And I pray, Father God, that our kids be validated. I pray, Father God, that your anointing would fall on them. I pray, Father God, that as your word says, you would call the sons from the north and our daughters from the south, you will say to the east, keep them not back. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would call our children. You say that our children would dream dreams. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our kids would have a vision of a better tomorrow. And I pray, Father God, that they will walk in light of who you are. Thank you, Father God, because you are our strong foundation. You are our hope. We are nothing without you, Father God. We need you more and more and more each and every day. So we pray, Father God, again for your anointing to fall upon us, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk in light of who you are. As our mom prayed, you set before us life and death. I pray, Father God, that we would choose life, that we would choose to be more like you. We would choose, Father God, to be light in the world, to be salt, Father God, to be a fresh spring. But Lord Jesus, I pray that most importantly, we're willing to be your vines, connected to you, Father God, that we will walk in your peace, that we will walk in your grace, that we will walk, Lord Jesus, in humbleness. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble us, Father God, that we will walk in light of whom you are. Father God, I thank you that you call us by name. I thank you that you know us. That you said that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That you say, Father God, that nothing can separate us from you. Lord Jesus, help us not to fall asleep. Help us not to be like the 10 virgins that didn't have their lamps ready to go when the bridegroom came. For you remind us throughout your scriptures that this is a love story, that you loved us so much that you sent your son to die on the cross for our sins, that you rose him up on the third day, and that you rekindled that bridge that was broken, that you rebuilt it for us, that in you we are redeemed, that in you we are saved, that in you we are made whole. Father God, I pray for those who are grieving this week. I pray, Father God, that those who are grieving today, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be there. I pray, Father God, that you would give them peace that surpasses all understanding. For you will remind us that those who keep their minds stayed on you, you said, will be kept in perfect peace. Father God, I pray that you would keep them in perfect peace. I pray, Father God, for those that are sick and shut in. I pray, Father God, that you would touch them in their bodies, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would bring them a healing, Lord, that only you can provide. Sometimes, Father God, the medicine don't work, and so I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch them in their bodies where they need to be healed, Father God. I pray for those on the prayer line who are seeking you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that, again, as we're reminded in Isaiah, I hear them even before they speak. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing us even before we speak. You are God alone. You are the Most High. We thank you because you are worthy to be praised, Father God. You are worthy to be lifted up. I pray, Father God, that you would give us, your people, a vision. For you said, without a vision, my people perish, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give us insight and that you would give us understanding. And that most of all, Father God, that as your vines, you would prune us and you would make us whole. You would draw us closer to you. Help us to be more like you, Lord. Help us, Father God, to be more like you each and every day. It says, before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. And we'll fall not to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray and call it done in faith, and I turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Woo! Amen. 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 Thank you, Tanya. Listen, she said, this is a love story. Woo! At the end, only thing that was left was Jesus. The only person that was left was Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for that prayer this morning. Thank you for that prayer this morning. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. Is that our testimony this morning? Is that our heart song this morning? To worship you, I live. Lord, don't take me from the earth, because who's going to praise you? Who's going to call out? Who's going to worship you? To worship you, oh God, I live. Oh, all right, let me pull myself together. Y'all know I'm the last person, but, oh, my God, on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know some have to get up out of here. I thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that you know it was a love story. I pray that you know he loved you so much that he sent his son to die. My God. Whew. If you do have to go, I pray that your day is blessed. And I want to encourage you again, that every seed produces a harvest that our partners support through their giving. I want to encourage you this morning to put a seed in the ground. You can do that by going to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. And as I say, you can always go to the website, ekcministries.org, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your 1 minute or less testimony. Upload that GPS. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. sing your favorite song, read your favorite verse. You can do it there. You can also upload your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree. You can do that there as well. Hey, our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. As I said, I am the last prayer lead this morning. I'm going to pray, I'm reading the scripture out of 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. If you've been with Baca for a little bit, the word for 2021 was slingshot. That the pullback is the setup. And I don't know, that's a good thing about, I don't have to know what you're going through. But in that message, Bishop says that the lemon is not plan B. Life gave you lemons, make lemonade, that the lemons are not plan B. Here's Joseph put in the pit. Here's Joseph put in the jail. But this was not God's plan B. This was God's plan. And sometimes we go through a lot in life and we're just trying to make it through. We're just trying to make it to another day. But his strength is made perfect in your weakness. When we give it to him, when we understand that this is not the plan B, but this is the plan, we can allow him to pull us back so we can be shot forward into our destiny, even to the saving of our whole family. Can we pray this morning? Jesus, 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 we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, Lord, for another service. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to stand in your presence, to bask in your glory. Lord, to lift up holy hands unto you, O God. Lord, we thank you that you allow us access to your throne. Lord, that we can come boldly but humbly, knowing that we can ask according to your will, and you would grant it unto us, Lord. Here we stand on holy ground, lifting up our hands, saying, Lord, we are weak. But, Lord, we know that in our weakness, your strength shines through. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, that our answer is found in you. That our peace is found in you. Our joy is found in you. Our healing is found in you. Our financial strategies, they're found in you. Lord, you are the one that knows the heart of man. We can see the outside, but you know the heart of man. So, Lord, when our children look like they're going so far away from what we have put in them, Lord, you see the heart of man. Lord, you can pull the heartstrings and bring them back. Lord, even when their relationship with you doesn't look like our relationship with you. Lord, even when it looks like it's completely opposite of what we prayed for, let us remember, Lord Jesus, that your ways are so much higher than our ways. Your thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. But that you know the heart. And you will pull them, and you will guide them, and you will direct them. That you will pull us. You will direct us. You will give us the words to say, Lord, that won't tear them down, that will build them up. Will encourage them in the Lord. Lord, thank you. Even now, how it looks like some of us, we might be in a pit situation. Some of us might be in the jail situation. Some of us don't understand that how we're helping others, but they don't remember us when the time comes. But Lord, I love that in the message that the pullback doesn't last always, that the hard times, the bad times, they don't last always, that you have to release us so that we can be shot forward. Lord, somebody is in the shooting forward portion of it. Thank you, Lord. Let their impact be great. Thank you, Lord, that at the end, it was to the saving of the family and so many more lives. Thank you, Lord, that our impact will not only save our family, oh God, but it will touch the world. Oh God, because it's not about us, but it's about you. It's not for our glory, but it is for your glory that we are sent to touch the world. Lord, you took 12 and you changed the whole world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As Tanya reminded us that this is a love story. This is a love story that you so loved us. Oh, God, what kind of friend would lay down his life? Jesus was that friend. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation is, we can look to you. The author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord, that we can look to you. We can run to you, our refuge and our strength. Thank you, Lord, where it seems as if sometimes we're just holding on. Thank you that you remind us that the lemons are a part of the story. That you remind us, oh God, that you were right there all the time. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the ones that are strong in their faith. Not all of us are just barely holding on. Some of us are strong. Lord, let those be the ones that encourage the ones that have fallen. Let them speak a word over the ones that seem just holding on. Let them be the ones that encourage us. Lord, let us be your hands in the earth. that we can speak life into the situations. Oh, Lord, that we can call the things that are not as though they already were. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you open doors. Thank you, oh God, that you close doors. Thank you, oh God, that you lead and direct the righteous. Thank you, oh God, that we have everything that we need. It's wrapped up in you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. To worship you, oh God. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. Oh, oh, oh. Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. To worship you, oh God, we live. We live.
Yes.